Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
If you think you have troubles, let me tell you about Albert Krueger. He had one of those days that will haunt him for years. The last straw came when firemen cleaning up a blaze that caused extensive damage to his home greeted him at the door. His home wasn't the only thing burned up. By that time, Krueger was pretty hot himself. He told the firemen that his trouble started early in the morning when the family cat gave birth to 5 kittens, 3 of them stillborn. This upset his wife and children, who in turn upset Krueger. Then later in the day, his dog bit somebody. To satisfy the victim who had been bitten by his dog, Krueger took the dog to the veterinarian. On the way, however, he stopped to make a phone call and the dog jumped out of the window of the car. Immediately he ran after his dog, who outran him and got away. About that time, Krueger realized he had left his wallet and ran back to find it. You guessed it. Somebody had gotten to his wallet before he did. It was gone. Suffering the loss of his kittens, his wallet, and man's best friend, his dog, Krueger turned towards home to nurse his wounds, when he was greeted by the firemen. There are days that you just can't win. Thank God, every day isn't like that, or there wouldn't be a sane person walking the streets. But there are times when problems come not single file, but in battalions, and that's when it seems that you just can't handle them. As we pause for a moment and reflect, we have all had days that cause us to empathize with Krueger. If you had been Albert Krueger, how would you have reacted? Well, how do you react when things go wrong in your life? Remember the words of the Scottish poet Robert Burns? The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Now, difficulties will do one of two things. They will either drive you to God for His help and strength, or in bitterness and anger, they will drive you further from Him. You see, it all depends on where you put yourself in relationship to trouble. You can put trouble behind you, and it will drive you closer to God. Or else the difficulty comes between you and God, and you grow angry and bitter. Often our lives are so busy and so filled with a pursuit of success or pleasure or duty that we have little time for God. That's when trouble comes, and our world begins to crumble. If you stop long enough, you will still hear the voice of God saying quietly, "You've left me out of your life." I'm thinking of a businessman who began climbing the ladder of success. He dabbled in church work, but he never really got serious about it. After all, he reasoned, God isn't going to put me where I don't want to go. He eventually became a major network news announcer. His home began to suffer. He was uptight, tense, and nervous. Then lightning struck. He got fired. As he sat nursing his wounded ego, he began to realize he had left God out of his life. As the result of that crisis, he turned back to the Lord and trusted Him completely as his Savior. Now, today he's in full-time Christian work, and he thanks God for the tragedy that caused him to come to his senses. God is not a cosmic killjoy sitting up in heaven engineering your troubles. Because He loves you, He may allow difficulties to come so we realize we've left Him out of our lives. When trouble knocks at your door, you need to decide where you're going to put it. Friend, put it behind you, and then reach out by faith for the hand of God, then take on the day.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.